Page 70. Reading.
With so much distressing news all around us, people the world over are looking for ways of doing something generous to relieve the gloom. Here are two of the latest trends. Café Sospiso. You can order a latte, cappuccino or espresso at your local café. But now, there's a new kind of drink in town. Suspended coffee. The only difference is that this one's not for you. If you order a suspended coffee, it will be given to someone who cannot afford to pay for their own. Café Sospiso, as it's called in Italian, is a tradition which began about 100 years ago in the city of Naples. Someone who'd had good luck would celebrate by ordering two cups of coffee, one for himself and one for someone less fortunate. The cafe owner would later give a free cup of coffee to a needy customer. The wonderful thing about this tradition is that the donor and the recipient never see each other. This lack of contact means there's no embarrassment and no need to express gratitude. The Café Sospiso tradition waned over the years, but lately it has made quite a comeback in Europe and beyond. In Bulgaria, for example, more than 150 cafes have joined a suspended coffee group. In Spain, France, Australia and the UK, thousands of customers are showing their generosity through this gesture of sharing. It's a symbol of solidarity in these tough times, when rising unemployment means that there is an increase in the number of people for whom a warm, comforting cup of coffee is beyond reach. Paying it forward. When you pick up your meal at a drive-through restaurant, don't be surprised if the driver whose car was in front of yours has already paid for it and driven off. This act of kindness is called paying it forward, and it's going viral in fast food chains across the United States and Canada. There's no better place to donate anonymously than at a drive-thru, where you don't see or meet any other customers. The expression pay it forward means to repay a kindness by being kind to someone else, rather than to the person who was good to you. At drive-thrus, paying it forward often turns into a chain event, with car after car paying for the car behind them in the queue. One of the longest chains to date happened at a drive-thru in Houston, Texas, where 67 consecutive cars paid it forward. Some customers do it routinely. We have a lady who always pays it forward in the drive-thru every day, says Aaron Quinton, co-owner of a bagel cafe in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I point to the person behind, and she just nods. The reasons for this generosity vary. Some people just feel grateful for being lucky and want to share their good fortune. Cancer survivors have done it in appreciation of life, and parents have done it to celebrate a new baby. Most people take pleasure in the feeling of making a complete stranger happy. Hopefully, that person will be encouraged enough by the gesture to help someone else in turn.